Coming up on Thursday night here in Port Huron at the new St. Clair Community College Fieldhouse is an event called the Night of Champions. And one of the celebrities who will be in town for that is former Detroit Piston bad boy Rick Mahorn. And Rick joins us on the phone right now. Rick, first off, thanks for doing the interview. And tell us what's coming up on Thursday night.
You know, I'm super duper excited that I'll be there with two friends. One, Bill Laimbeer, the other, James Edwards. The bad boys are coming into Port Huron. And you want to know something? We had great experiences at the Y, James and myself. The YMCA kept us out of trouble and kept us focused on, you know, being a good person and being involved in the community, and also the importance of the engagement in community. And that's where, you know, we're going to see a bunch of people there, and we're real super excited.
Tell us a little bit more about your experience with the Y growing up. I mean, you hear the term, it keeps kids off the streets and keeps them from getting into mischief. What did the Y really teach you?
It taught me how to be a better person. You know, it's you know what? Those letters, the YMCA, they meant a lot because it challenged me to be a part of something other than just, you know, growing up in the hood. I grew up in the hood, and it really, trust me, it kept me off the streets of not getting in trouble and always being around, you know, bad things. But also it gave me an opportunity to be, look, I'm a basketball player now, so it helped me athletically, but it also helped me as a person to be a good person in life.
Can't have you on and not talk a little bit about the bad boys and your experience with the Pistons and winning a championship in Detroit. It really was a process, and you were one of the final pieces in that process. They brought you in. They brought in James Edward. They brought in Mark Aguirre, and that's when it really kind of all came together.
Well, the thing was, there was already a team built with the foundation of Isaiah Thomas and Bill Laimbeer, and then, you know, they drafted Joe Dumars, and then you draft John Sally and Dennis Rodman, and, you know, traded for myself, James Edwards, and also Mark Aguirre. And it showed us teamwork. It showed us to be unselfish and how to sacrifice for the betterment of the team. Teamwork is so important in life, because when you're at home, you have to deal with, you know, share with the chores. Everybody has a role, and the role of importance is to, you know, to help and make sure everything runs smoothly for our parents, you know, for our friends. If someone is, you know, lagging behind a little bit, you have to pick them up. That's why, you know, it's important for the bad boys to come into Port Huron.
You and Laimbeer got booed a lot in other places, but they loved you here in Detroit. How did that work for you guys? You guys kind of fed off that, I don't want to call it hatred, but it really was, wasn't it?
You know, it wasn't that it was hatred. It was more of if we could have played for the other team, the opposing team, and got out of the Pistons uniform, they would have cheered us just as much. Because, you know what, in Detroit and in Michigan and all over Michigan, the fans are so near and dear to us that it's a hard-working community, and that's what we have to do, you know, as people in the world. You know, we have to help and help our friends and help our neighbors.
Hey, Rick, I think you're going to enjoy it up here Thursday night. We've got a great facility now for the college. And I hope that that you guys have a lot of fun.
Well, we're looking forward to being right there in Port Huron, having some fun and meeting a whole lot of good people there.